Two primary things are covered on this day: a child's willingness to change and how change happens. This day starts off with the kids meeting with themselves and talking about how they sometimes play games with their fears. Emily asks the question to them, "Do you really want to change?" Then the kids learn the four stages of learning, which everyone should listen to. It's so helpful, Dr. David. Tell us more about this lesson.
Day 7 is a transition lesson. It's still related to wacky thoughts, but more really about core beliefs. In the first section, we ask your child to make sure they don't have any secret reasons for hanging on to anxiety. This is called secondary gain in the psychological literature. We want them to consider if any kind of desirable side effect has developed from their anxiety that might keep them from happily getting over it. Imagine a kid in a big family who has anxiety and notices that they get special treatment and attention compared to their siblings. They could be reluctant to give that up. Who wouldn't?
Earlier, you cautioned parents to not view their child's anxious emotions as not being genuine. But this sounds like a child is being manipulative with anxiety or getting something out of it. This could seem a bit confusing to our listeners.
Yeah, it might sound that way. You know, fundamentally, your child's anxious emotions are authentic. But over time, some other benefits or secondary gain might develop. But it's not an essential cause for their anxiety. But just in case it is a factor at all, we bring it up to the children listening to the program. You know, we really try to handle this carefully because we don't want to discount their feelings of anxiety. You know, as we mentioned before, to suggest that a child's not really anxious when they truly are will be a huge setback. However, sometimes a child might hang on to something a bit too long, and a gentle but firm push for some kids will help. We also want them to think about it themselves rather than be accused of this, and that's very different.
This session focuses on preparing them for the remaining days, which will challenge them to put to use all that they have learned by actually pushing into their fears. By taking this big picture view, we want to help kids have appropriate expectations regarding progress and change. You know, whenever a child tries anything new, regardless of what it is, they go through four stages of change. And we're going to walk the kids through each of these four stages. The first stage we call blind hope. This is having confidence without experience. Therefore, it's false confidence. A child's anxiety may have originated when they initially thought they could handle something, only to fall flat on their face.
What happens is that when their optimism is dashed, then anxiety rises, then they get discouraged and get tempted to quit. This is the second stage, crushed hope. This is often where anxiety camps out. Change is much harder than your child imagined, and they get discouraged. The key is to keep going, keep trying, and not give up. This is also setting up the exposure process we introduce in the next day. Pushing through the pain of stage two leads to the rewards of stage three, encouraged hope, where the child begins to see change and their confidence builds. The last stage, confident hope, is when your child realizes that they have mastered the new experience. They own it. They may not be the best, but they know they can do it, and they feel good about it.